Chapter 5. King of the Con Men. If you take a deep sniff, you can probably still smell the audacious pyramid scheme that left a terrible stench in South Africa 40 years ago. In the small northern Cape town of Harris, sheep farmer and serial swindler Adrian Nievoet launched a Ponzi scheme that is considered the defining scam of the 1980s, not only in South Africa, but worldwide. The scheme was based on frot milk. Nievoet claimed to have manufactured a range of miracle beauty cosmetics, Cleopatra's Secret, which would be exported to the US. He apparently had the idea for his scheme when his grandmother showed him a milk culture she used as a skin product. According to journalist Rob Rose, he signed up subscribers with a promise of large profits and paid them to cultivate cubus, a plant substance for the product. The subscribers, who bought activator starter packs for 500 rand, would grow the substance in jars. After a week or two, they would scoop out the yogurty culture, dry it, put the powder in an envelope, and post it back to Nievoet. He paid 10 rand for each envelope. Nievoet boasted that the producers could break even within 5 weeks, and any money they made from the milk culture after that would be cream on the top. Get-rich-quick fever gripped Harris, sparking a cubus gold rush that soon spread. Thousands of people began to grow cubus culture in their homes and garages, stinking up towns all over the country. Speaking about the smell from thousands of jars of frot milk, Harris farmer Wilma du Toit told the Sunday Times, "You don't smell it after a while. The smell of the money is what matters." But Cleopatra's Secret didn't exist. It was a fraudulent Ponzi scheme. Nievoet used the 500 rand paid by new subscribers to repay the older investors. Their boasts about the easy windfall encouraged more subscribers to buy 500 rand activator packs. The powder in the returned envelopes was ground up, repackaged, and resold as activator to new subscribers. It didn't take long before cubus turned sour. After finding tons of dried milk culture rotting in a shed in November 1984, authorities declared the scheme an illegal lottery. By then, up to 70,000 people had invested a reported 140 million rand, and Nievoet had milked the scam for all it was worth, amassing 80 million rand, a sizable sum now, an untold fortune in 1984. He was sequestered, and the sheriff of the court attached his furniture, his children's bicycles, and his sheep. Cubus, which made the top 10 list in a feature on the 10 biggest Ponzi schemes in history, remains a high point of South African swindling. For years, people who used their hard-earned savings to try to make a quick buck rather than making sensible investments were described as having a cubus mentality. Nievoet was later jailed, but not in connection with the cubus scam. He was found guilty of diamond theft and illegal diamond dealing in the 1990s. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison and released after serving only a year behind bars. "I want to be remembered for something other than rotten milk," Nievoet told a reporter in 2004, when he promoted Cubus, his brand new pyramid scheme. From Cubus to Cubus to Eureka. Over the years, Adrian Nievoet has been involved in several get-rich-quick schemes that turned into gone-bust-quick disasters. They include Cubus, an unsuccessful 2004 attempt to recruit investors to mine kaolin, a type of clay for ceramic products. 4 years later, Nievoet solicited investments in a tourism master plan to fly foreign visitors to a hub on the Orange River in the Northern Cape, where they would be safe from muggers and dangerous taxi drivers. The Department of Trade and Industry shut down that project, saying it appeared to contravene legislation against pyramid schemes. In 2010, Nievoet invited investors to take advantage of the chance of a lifetime by investing in carbon credits. And in 2016, he set up Eureka Beperk, a whites-only Afrikaans-speaking Oranje-like enclave near Harris. The company formed to manage it was provisionally wound up in 2023 because it was founded and run illegally. Cubus goes international. A year after the Cubus bubble burst in South Africa, the Theron brothers, Frans Vloeg and Gert, were arrested and convicted in California on charges of mail fraud and conspiracy. They had exported the scam to the US and conned 27,000 investors in the culture-growing operation. They sold lactic culture activator kits for $35 and diverted more than $10 million of investors' money for their own use. They were sentenced to 18 months in prison. Fluch was overweight when his prison sentence started, apparently at the infamous Alcatraz prison, and slim when released. He then pulled off one of the biggest dieting scams in US history by using photographs of himself before Alcatraz and after Alcatraz. Legend has it that the FBI was so appalled by his trickery that they deported him back to South Africa rather than sending him to a US jail where he might raise the standard of fraudsters in their country, says Cape advocate turned independent mediator Jacques Joubert, who once acted for Fluch. Back in South Africa, Fluch was charged with fraud in the Cape Town Regional Court after he convinced investors that a plane was stranded in Lapland and he needed petrol money to fly it to South Africa, where it could be sold for a handsome profit. The victims were so ashamed of their gullibility that they refused to give the police witness statements and the charges were withdrawn, says Joubert. Fluch, who stole an elephant while studying at Stellenbosch University in the 1960s and boasted that he attended church on Sundays to steal collections, told Joubert that Steven Spielberg was going to make a film about his life. He would be played by Bruce Willis and Demi Moore would play his wife. The lesson, said Joubert, is that the bigger the lie, the more likely some may believe it to be the truth.